Nate Davis is the gentleman who designed the city's current website. On the city's website, there are places for different committees, city committees, and he's created one for the Ad Hoc Harbor Management Commission, a committee. I expect or hope that in the process of doing all this, things like minutes, things like links to Ron's tapes, links to the television, links to anything that we develop or that I send out to everybody or anybody circulates will go on to that website so everybody will have a chance to see it. Nate will give us a little tour of how to use that site, and that'll be our, not necessarily our number one means of communication, but a good way to access information.
All right, great. That said, hi everybody. I'll keep this brief. Some of you have seen something like this in other contexts because I've visited various other communities and city departments and whatnot explaining this. In a nutshell, on the website, every committee, every commission, every department, every body, every group in the city has its own web space and is empowered to manage that web space. And one of the design goals of the site was to decentralize and democratize, in a sense, the flow of information so that you folks can post press releases or news stories or anything you want, and it will appear on the front page of the city website. You can post your own news, you don't have to go for Sandy or Tom or anyone else. You can post, if you want to, citywide alerts. If you have, for example, a forum or an event, it'll be posted promptly at the very top of the center of the site. So the main site, rockwellmaine.gov, you can see here, there's a calendar, and then beneath that there is this sort of ticker of news. You can see me right there as part of the Energy Committee. This is a press release we posted. Yeah.
I don't think your thing is your microphone on?
Oh, I don't know.
Can't really hear it very well.
It's not very easy to hear you. It might be easy enough to use it.
Oh, you know, I've been speaking quietly into my microphone. I can easily speak loudly outside of the microphone.
That would be fine.
Okay.
That would be much better, thank you.
All right. Anyway, I'll start again. Is it this song?
It is.
It's good.
Am I speaking too loud?
No, it's perfect.
We're about technology.
I just wanted to make sure you folks could hear it, and I guess the vast audience at home could hear as well. So, anyway, one of the design goals of the website was to allow all of the bodies within the city, all of the departments and committees and commissions and boards, to manage their own content and to be empowered to post their own content, schedule their own meetings, issue press releases. So if you folks schedule a public event outside of a meeting, for example, you can actually post a prominent alert on the city website. If you just want to post a news story saying, or a press release saying, hey, this is what we're up to, this is what we're doing, you can also do that. And I've been encouraging whenever I can all the different committees to do that, and the record's been pretty spotty. Some are, some aren't. You can see here the Energy Committee posted one. Actually, I posted this yesterday. The Police Department's been pretty good. Public Works has been sort of okay. And it sort of depends on the inclination of the specific city body in question. But I would encourage you, if it's to your inclination, to post just frequent updates, letting people know what you're up to, what you're doing. I think this committee is certainly something that a lot of people are curious about. I encourage you to do it, but it's at your discretion. So, what do you have the power to do? You have the power to post news here on the front page of the city website. Anyone can subscribe to these streams for the individual committees, so someone can just click subscribe and they'll get all updates by email for anything this committee does. You can post your own events, both regular meetings or, again, if you want to do public forums or anything like that. At the very top of the site, you can see these prominent alerts and announcements. Let's see what these are. All right, so something about Chickawaukee, something about Lime Rock. If you guys have, again, a forum or a public event or something of prominent and sort of imminent public interest, you can post it there. So how do you do all of that? So the portal to managing rocklandmaine.gov is my.rocklandmaine.gov. My.rocklandmaine.gov, you can think of this sort of a citywide intranet. You can log on, post your content, manage your content. So the first thing to do if you've never actually used this site, if you are interested in participating in this way, actually let me just log out here. Alright, so if you're not logged in, you'll see two links up here, register and login. If you have an account, you can just log in. If you haven't created an account yet, just register. So I'm going to log in again as site administrator. To access the intranet page, so to speak, just go to Boards, Committees, and Commissions over on this nav menu here. And you are the first because you begin with ad hoc, so let's click that. And here is your web space. And you can see currently the only thing that has happened in this web space is that I have created the group and Ed has joined it because I added him. So most of what you'll want to do is here under the Manage tab. Actually, even before I said that, so if you want to participate in the management of this, sign up for an account and then let Ed or let me know. If you pass your info on to Ed, you can just pass it on to me. And I can add you as a member of the group or an administrator of the group. I guess you folks should determine internally who you want to actually administer the web space. It can be everybody, it can be nobody. Well, it can't be nobody, but it can be everybody or it can be one person at your discretion. Okay, so under the Manage tab here, there are all these different options for what you can do. Most of it is, a lot of it's somewhat arcane stuff that this committee probably won't be doing. You're probably not going to be offering any assets for sale or any RFPs. But what I hope you will do is issue things like news stories and press releases. So to do that, just go under the news link right here. Then just enter a title. Enter in whatever content you want to post. If you want to add video or a photo or anything, just click add media. You can set the featured image. The featured image is the image that appears on the news ticker on the front page of the main site. If you want to schedule meetings, just go to events over here. And this committee doesn't have any events yet because no one has started. I think Sandy maybe has been the one posting these meetings. But in the future, I'd encourage you to do it yourself. It's one less point of failure, one less step. Just click add new event, and then it will take you to an interface for actually adding the event to the calendar. You can select a location. Well, you can do all the things one would want to do when scheduling an event. Frequently asked questions are a big thing. Maybe... It may be appropriate for you, it may be not. It certainly is very appropriate for things like the code office, right? But if you have any ideas, if you want to ask questions, and if you're getting a bunch of calls saying, hey, what is this committee about, or anything like that, you can add it as a frequently asked question that is then searchable as part of the main database on the main site. So if someone types in whatever keyword is associated with the question, then they'll see the answer. The last thing that I think will be very relevant to you is documents. So if you go to the Documents tab here, you can access... Oh, I forgot to set it up for you. Sorry. Well, okay. I will set you up a special folder, in which case you'll see the folder down here. You can upload documents to your own folder in the Master City Document Library. They can be certainly minutes and agendas, and I'll create minutes and agendas folders for you. But also, if you have any research that you conduct, if you have draft plans, anything like that, if you upload them here as PDFs with actual text in them, not scans, but actual, you know, text-rich PDFs, that was a bad way of saying it. Don't upload scans. Upload the actual rendered PDFs with the fonts embedded in them, the text in them. They'll be searchable on the main site as well. So if someone goes to the document library on the main site and searches for Harvard Plan or something like that, and it's in the document library, I'll find them. And I'll do this tonight. I just apparently neglected to set it up beforehand. That is pretty much it. And it's pretty easy once you get the hang of it. Not all of you need to do it. Really, if you want, only one of you needs to do it. But again, the design goal here is to empower the committee as it wishes to post and manage your own content. And again, and just as a citizen of Rockland, I encourage you to post more rather than less so people know what you're up to. It also just makes for a lively homepage of the site as well to see lots of stuff happening from all the different bodies in the city. That's it. Any questions? Ed?
First question is, somebody doesn't have to sign into this to be able to view the document.
That's right. Only manage it.
So somebody, even if they don't sign in, can go to this site.
Yep.
And so we can publicize the fact that we have this site and they don't have to do this whole thing about signing in to have access to whatever press release.
Yep, definitely. And with regard to press releases specifically, if you have any support and documentation like images or scans or whatever, post the press release under the news tab here. upload the documents into the Documents tab,
right?
And then just post a link within the press release to the uploaded document. That's the way to do that.
Or image.
Or image, yeah. Well, you can embed an image actually directly in the press release if you want, and it will appear on the main site. Yeah.
Also, Ron has recorded a lot of these meetings and is continuing to the. Is it better to post links to his page, or is it better to try to post the sound files directly to the site?
It's a good question. I've actually never dealt with just audio files. I know we built it to be possible, but I don't think anything was tried. Let me see what looks.
So I'd rather than did only because my web provider keeps going, you have too much stuff on your website.
So in that case, what we'll definitely do is upload the sound files to the document library. And then whether we just post them as links or as sort of a rich media player, I'll log into that. We'll figure it out. Okay. Anything else? All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thanks.